Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord for that song, that was just played, Jackie Goucher, with Every Fiber. Bless the Lord. Amen. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry, with What's the Word on Women Speak Now for Thursday. This is August 2020. Amen. Let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, I come to you humbly to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you over circumstances. Lord, I'm going to praise you with every fiber of my being. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, and I pray for those that are having weather catastrophes all over the nation. We pray for Texas and Louisiana. We pray that our family there are covered by the blood of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for California as they are going through wildfires. We pray for the land, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, to stop the killings, Father. We pray for peaceful protests, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for those that are out there that are homeless. Homeless, Father, without food, without water, Father, without a bed to lay their head. Father God, I petition my prayers to you, Father, in your Son Jesus' name. And Father God, I ask that you use me, Lord. Use me, Lord, tonight as your vessel. Empty me, Lord, and fill me up with your spirit. Yes, Lord, use me, little ordinary me, Father, that I can share this word. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that this word don't fall on deaf ears. In your Son, Christ Jesus' almighty name, I petition my prayers. Amen. Well, family, well. When the Lord gives me a word that stirs in my spirit, that tells me he wants me to do some work in his word. Amen. Tonight, family, my topic is, this has been staring at my spirit for a while, but I'm going to include all of us because we're all included in this pandemic. I don't know what you want to call it, a period, something, this thing we're going through right now. But still, as we're going through, we're still in Christ Jesus. We have our faith in him. Amen. But the topic, family, is, can we receive the word by hearing the word and not seeing the deliverer of his word, not seeing the vessel that's delivering his word, as I am tonight. Amen, family. If you have your Bible, family, go with me to Romans 10 and 17. My God. This is written by the great Apostle Paul. Amen. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Family, I'm going to read that again. Amen. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, my God. Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what do we hear all day on these two ears we have? Is it the word of God? Is it the TV? The radio? Is it somebody up in our ear all day? Are we on the phone yakking all day? Sometimes we got to ask ourselves, what are we hearing? We hear, we receive deposits in our spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, this dropped in my spirit because I said, we all are spiritual beings. We're living for Christ Jesus. Amen. And since this COVID, since this pandemic, social distancing, they call it, since the onset, I tell you, we have been shut out. My God. Shut out, some of us completely and some partially. This onset was March. I remember so clearly because it was right after my birthday. It was March, or March 15th, I know in California they shut down, social distancing. My God. Then still, family, we're talking about, can we receive the word of God by hearing the word of God and not seeing the vessel, the deliverer of the word? Amen, family. So, you know, we've been in this pandemic, so we've been shut out of the so-called buildings, put those quotations on it, the buildings, our churches. Amen. And right now, I tell you, all over Facebook and all over all the media sites, I tell you, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, You know all of them. I'm not going to name them all, but we know all over the social media sites. There's so many churches now live streaming. Some of them are too numerous to count. My gosh, I tell you. Again, I question, are we hearing and receiving the word of God without being in the presence, in front of us, in front of your pastor, your bishop, or whoever's a minister, deacon, whoever's preaching and ministering that word? Can we still receive that word without being in front of them? Oh, my God. I tell you, the word of God, he has sent us. He gave us pastors, bishops. He gave us prophets, prophetess, evangelists, all that they would minister to the congregation. Oh, my God. And our ears be tuned in to receive that word of God. But we got to ask ourselves, they are only the messengers. They're the messengers of the word of God to share. They're there to share with us. Amen, family. I said, before we start watching TV, before we was watching TV, we listened and heard radio. And when you listen to a radio, reports, news, anything, music, anything you listen on the radio, you don't see, you hear. When we think back, the radio was invented first in 1866 and the TV in 1927. You remember back in the days, I don't know if some of y'all go way back, but I go back. I remember back in the days, folks would get excited just to hear and plug in, and some of them put up to your ear the little transistor radio. Oh, my God, just to hear a person speaking and ministering to them, my God. And this is what you think about generations when they had things like what's going on right now. Some of them probably don't even have a transistor radio for these emergencies that's going on, hurricanes and fires, to hear. That's why they say keep you some batteries and keep that stuff ready on hand. We never know what we'll be up against. Amen, family. But the thing is being prepared, I tell you. But they listen to that radio, and I tell you, they not knowing the face, but the voice, and they trusted. They trusted the source in which they heard speaking. I tell you, they listened and they gave feedback. I remember my grandparents and parents, they were talking about that. Did you hear what they said on the radio? But my God, I tell you, he has brought us a long way. And he has kept us and he has never left us. Amen, family. I always say, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Jesus, for your name, we praise you. Amen, family. And I have to admit, I love being a part of listening. I love listening to our Now Network. And I love right now on Facebook Live streaming. We have Pastor E does his live streaming. Evangelist does a Facebook Live streaming. Prophetess Lori does his live streaming. The Pastor Valores, you know, we look at different ones that do live streaming. I tell you, but when I say family, we're more than covenant. We're covenant through God, but family. Amen, family. And it's doing his will. I tell you, by live streaming, I tell you, the influx on Facebook, we have to be careful who we're hearing, who we're listening to, who's depositing in our ear. Amen, family. I tell you, Pastor, he's been doing it for a while, with Wake Up and Get Up. That's nothing new. But there's sometimes I'm on the computer, I tell you, and I'm listening to live streaming, and I'm multitasking, working from home and doing things in the home, but still receive the high standard of the word that's going forth. By hearing it and focused hearing. Amen. Because no matter what we're doing, I tell you, we will have to hear over everything else. There's times I'm moving around with my phone in my pocket. But when I hear something that makes me have to stop, I got to go take a note on this. I got to get back to the main computer or to the main laptop, whatever I'm doing. Amen. I remember in nursing, it trains us. It would train nurses. It trained me to listen. I got high. My sister didn't tease me about my hearing because I hear real good. But it trains us to hear different sounds. Different sounds you can detect from the nurses that's a breathing abnormality. My God. King, you gotta use that hearing. Amen, family. I tell you another thing, this is our younger generation. They're putting in their earbuds, they're blasting the music. I don't, heaven knows, sometimes you can hear from the outside through the earbuds what they're listening to. But sometimes we got to censor it, and we have to encourage them to drop it down a notch. Because we don't want to abuse, even us as adults, and me, I'm laughing, but me as seniors, we don't want to abuse our ears. Amen, family? I tell you, if it's too loud, you can do damage to your hearing. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you think about doing the major holidays, when you have 4th of July, New Year's Eve, things like that, they tell people to put your dogs in because it can damage their hearing. We can have damage to our ears too, family. Amen. I tell you, the dogs have a high sense of hearing that humans do too. Amen, family. But we have to take care of our hearing. And again, who are we hearing? Amen. Who's depositing into us? I remember being in college you probably remember in college. When you were in college, the professor, he was speaking. Sometimes you were writing, you taking notes, not even looking at him, but you still received that message, that word, them words that he was sharing. You received that lecture. You received it well too. Amen, family. Again, we got to ask. I ask because our faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Oh, my God. Sometimes we can close our eyes, cover them, and just listen to the word of God. Audio Bibles, I love to listen to them. I tell you, it's the same as a blind person. A blind person that uses Braille, but they use Braille to read, but they can hear well. A blind person, that sense is really keen. Amen, family. Family, if you have your Bible still, go with me to 2 Corinthians 3, 5 and 6, and it tells us, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but sufficient in God. That's a lot right there. Sufficient in God. She said at the beginning of this song, surrendering to God, giving him every fiber of our being. And verse 6, family, who has so made us sufficient as ministers are the new covenant, not of the latter, but the Spirit. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For we know the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, we are divinely connected by God. Some of us have never met, but we thank God for each other. We thank God for Facebook. Thank God for social media. I remember years back, people was complaining, talking about Facebook this, Facebook that. But we thank God because right now, at this time, in this time right now, pandemic, I can go around and do my senior friends, family. I can do a roll call because I believe after they then woke, God woke, wakes us up, we thank him, we pray, then they get on Facebook. Oh, my God. And my sister be asking me, Have you seen my senior aunt? Different ones on there. Facebook. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's a vehicle. We have covenant partners we can reach across the nation. We thank God for this. You know, God knew Facebook was going to be needed. It's a vehicle for us to reach one another, to get in touch with one another, to share the word of God. Amen, family? To hear the word of God. My God. I tell you, but where some of us, we can see and we can hear. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, we quick to, some of us just like to text. Text. I had to laugh for a minute because Presty, he's one, don't text me, call me. But when you're dealing with people, especially during this pandemic, and they've been at home alone, a phone call would be good just so they can hear your voice. They can hear that love coming through the phone. They can hear that concern coming through the phone. Don't text, call them. Amen, family? But I tell you, these times right now, I tell you, right now, we're on the Now Network broadcast. And then I've been on a prayer line. And these are times where we only hear the ministers. Again, I'm asking, do we receive the word of God the same way as hearing? Oh, thank you, Jesus. As we would if we were individualized, if we were dressed up, how they say, dressed up to the T, or casually dressed, or even unkempt. You see, when you're hearing it, you hearing the word of God, when you hear it, it don't matter if they dressed up, if they casually, if they're in a golf suit, or if they're unkempt, if it's a homeless person, and you're hearing the word of God, are we still receiving the word of God? Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And will we hear the same words? Will we hear the same word and receive the same word? We have to ask ourselves. If a person is dressed up or if a person is in T-shirts, does it make a difference? If a person is homeless with dreads and haven't had it, does it make a difference if they're sharing the word of God? We have to really ask ourselves. We are here to love and not judge. Thank you, Jesus. I always say, you can't judge a book. You got to read the book. The same as the Bible. It may look good sitting over there, but if you don't open that book, you don't know nothing about that book. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And you really can't judge his word. Hallelujah. Again, I say, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Hearing the word of God, my God. We know, I tell you, when most of us, when most of the seniors, I tell you, most of them have been shut in. But all of them have access. They have God within them. Thank you, Jesus. They have access to him. But I tell you, but not all of them have access to the computer. And not all of them are equipped to get online with their churches, with their congregations. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you. But hearing the word of God, them calling in, depositing the word of God being deposited within, they tell us we're supposed to have that word of God within us. Thank you, Jesus. When we hear anything, we hear a song, spiritual, non-spiritual, those words deposit in us. I bet you we can recite that song. Ooh, my mom, I remember as a teenager, mom used to say, if you can recite that, you should be able to recite this. But one of us would get so hung up on, no, it's time to do this. But it's, and same thing is with children. They learn things so quickly. They learn by hearing. So we have to make sure what we're depositing into them. Telling them they're listening to you. Keep telling them they're bad, they're going to be bad. Keep telling them they're stupid, they're going to be stupid. I always tell my grandnephew, they call him my baby, he's six. Yes, my baby. But I tell her, she looks at President Obama and Martin Luther King's picture. What I'm depositing, he hear me say, that can be you. That's you. You can do all things. And we have to believe we all can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. The only thing that can hinder us is those voices that we may hear. Thank you, Jesus. This is another thing. We got to block our own voice within our heads. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I tell you, the seniors, I tell you, they are continually seeking more of Jesus, continually building their faith in God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, not in man and not in ourselves. Hallelujah. Hearing his word, again, I say, we close our eyes and let God saturate. Just let him speak to our heart. Let him saturate our heart. Just close our eyes and just meditate. Meditate on him, his word. Close out the world. Close out the circumstances of the world. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I like to, when I'm listening, I like to listen to the audio Bible. I have audio Bibles, portable ones, one on the phone, one on the tablet. I download them all. But I have, and then I have a physical Bible. Pastor, he gave me, and thank God, he gave me a new one, updated my other one. Pages was falling off. But I like to listen to the audio, and I like to have that physical one. I like to hear. I like to hear it, and I like to see it at the same time, if time allows. Because when you hear it, that audio Bible, it helps you with pronunciation of biblical terms. We can't all act like we got it all together. Mm-mm. Some of them terms we need some help with. I know I do. So that's why I had that audio. And YouTube has the audio Bibles, too, you can use. Amen, family. I tell you, God wants to take us higher. When we act like we got it all together, we don't. We all learning more and more every day. Like some people say, I graduated from college, I'm finished. No, you don't graduate in him. You just go higher. More of him, as he said, more of Jesus, less of me. More of Jesus, less of me. That means we got to be hearing his word, reading his word, and doing his word. Amen, family. I always say, I tell sis like in Spanish, when you learn one word a day, when you learn to speak it, spell it, write it, pronounce it, and apply it. One word a day, I tell her in Spanish. I like to do the same principles for scriptures in his word. Letting God speak to my heart. And he wants to speak to yours too. Amen, family. And I tell you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who he has assigned us to. It's not their responsibility to make up for our hearing the word of God. Oh, my God. This is something we have to do ourselves. That's why God, he gave us two ears. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can't nobody hear for us? We got to hear for ourselves. Amen. It's always a true saying. You can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. You know, I appreciate and love and appreciate and honor my mentors. But this is something all of us have to do. We have to do it for our own relationship, our own relationship in Christ Jesus. Amen, family. I tell you, we should be waiting. We should be waiting on the Lord, serving him in some kind of capacity. I don't care what you're doing right now. The church is closed with the buildings, but serving him, seeking him through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, praying to him. Oh, Lord Jesus, he said for us to pray without ceasing. He knew the times like this was coming. If you look so much going on around the world, don't lose focus. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't lose your focus. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, praying to him, reading his word, all these things and more. Doing everything. And when we do everything, do it without complaining, do it for love. And whatever we do, I tell you, we got to stop taking credit. Credit of what I'm doing, what I've done, and what I'm going to do. We are not doing nothing that God only enables and he allows and he equips us to do. Only he allows us to do things. We got to get out of this me and I. I tell you. And stay in the spirit. I tell you. We have to just love one another, need each other. Amen, family? Because this is his kingdom. And his kingdom is not built on me's and I's. It's built on solid foundation with all of us. It takes all of us. All of us have something to do in the body of Christ. Amen, family? I tell you, knowing Jesus, knowing his character and his ways, he was a great servant. My God. He said he didn't come here to be served. Read through Matthew 20:28, Mark 10:45. Most of us want to be served. We want to be waited on. We want to think, who do we think we are? We want to be waited on, want to be served. I tell you, families, when you have children, it's good to call on them. Call them and let them do things. Let them do things for you because they're learning how to serve. That's teaching them servanthood early. Proverbs 22:6, they train them up. Amen. Again, I say, family, faith by hearing and hearing the word of God. Oh, my God. You know, I know when I was growing in Bakersfield, they used to say, oh, you go to church 3 days a week, and you know, but it's hearing the word of God. The more words you can get, and you got to be selective on who you're listening to. Amen, family? I tell you, we must be selective in listening and hearing his word. Again, I'm saying Facebook is overloaded. They overloaded with live, going live. On Facebook, they got mega churches, congregations on there. I tell you, some of them are running 5-6 times a day. Oh, I don't get on it, but I see the notification. Amen, family? I tell you, if we are hearing them right there, listening to them all day, we're not being still to hear from God. Oh, my God. Sometimes God will tell you. He'll tell you in your spirit. Be still and know that I am God. He'll speak to your heart. Remember that song, God's Trying to Tell Me Something. Listen. Two ears. We want to hear from him. Another thing, family, we have to be self-disciplined. We have to discipline ourselves to get into his word. I tell you, our family, Pastor, he's been teaching for a while on time. Time management. All of us at the same time, 24 hours a day. And sometimes I look at some of my, I call them my circle of influence, accountability team. I tell you, sometimes I look at them, we get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days, or sometimes 366 a year. But I tell you, the thing is with time, we got to plan, execute. Oh, my God. Sometimes you got to write it down and then activate it. Yeah, time. Time from the time you get up, you can have time. So if you want to do a 30-minute, 15-minute, 30-minute hour slot, two-hour slot, manage time. Time can get away. Ooh, I always say sometimes them numbers add on to you. Sometimes you being at that age stage, you can reverse it. But time can get away. Amen, family? I tell you, most of the time, I used to tell one of my friends, Jennifer, sometimes you got to write down the night before things you have to do. And you have a to-do list. And then at the end, what you didn't do that day that needed done, you put at the beginning of the next day. Then you got to stick to it. You have to have structure. Amen, family. Yes, these things come. Some things can come up and throw us off, but we can handle it. That's when we call on the Spirit. Amen, family. I tell you, time. Or if you're early morning, get up early in the morning. If you're late at night, stay up late at night. And tell God, have your way, God. Don't waste time. When we waste time, it's sitting there doing anything. And I don't mind, it's the devil's playground. We got to have ourselves wake up spiritually, thanking God, praising God. I tell you, I always say, and I love what Pastor Lurie talked the other day. She was speaking on waking up. We wake up spiritually. What do we feed ourselves? I know most of the morning we wake up, we don't miss breakfast. We feed our bodies, but are we feeding ourselves spiritually? My God. Are we hearing from God? Are we reading His Word to receive a confirmation through His Word? Amen, family. I tell you, I sometimes, when I'm praying to Him, I pray His Word back to Him. And sometimes I'm focusing on areas that I need Him to change. I prayed to Him years ago, Matthew 6:33, I say that's one of my favorite scriptures. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I said, my God, my God, righteousness and His righteousness, His righteousness. Sometimes we have to think about it. His righteousness. Is that right? Is that lining up with God? Sometimes that's why you got to take your time. You got to ask the Spirit. Ask the Spirit, Lord, is this right? Oh, yes. The Spirit will work in you when you let Him, when you call off to Him, when you cry out to Him. Oh, yes. We need to utilize that Holy Spirit. Amen, family. Again, family, I say we have to have that accountability team. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you. Someone we can call. We can call on if we need a clarification in the hearing of the word. If you're hearing it, you had a question about it, you have to have somebody. He said, seek wise counsel. I got Dr. Hamilton, Pastor E. He's my mentor. I got Evangelist Virginia. I got Prophet Lori. I got him on speed dial. Hallelujah, praise Jesus, but I got him on speed dial because I want to know this. I want to know this, and when I have a question, you got. He says, "Seek wise counsel." Don't think you're wise. We're all learning this word. Amen, family. I tell you, always say it's not my way; it's His way. Not leaning on my understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Using discernment. Oh my gosh, where God has spoken, He speaks to us. Thank you, Jesus. Hear God speak. You got to call on it. My God, I tell you, God will tell you when to sow, where to sow, how to sow, and how much to sow. And when you say sow, if you're not sowing, you can't expect the harvest. Amen, family. When you're not sowing, you probably will never hear from God, hearing from God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God hears all. He hears and He knows our thoughts. Even our closest family, they might not know our thoughts. Thank you, Jesus. But our Heavenly Father God, He knows our thoughts. Hear from Him. Hear His voice. You got to hear His voice. My God. It always say, when we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, those negative things will not come into the mind. Amen, family. I tell you, a lot of times when you're going out, I haven't been out that much with this pandemic, but when you're riding in our cars, we listen to the radio. We let whatever's playing, books, if you got books, music, if you got the Bible playing, we're hearing. We're hearing without seeing that person. This is what I'm saying. Faith. Your faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. So that's why we have to make sure and see what we're listening to. I tell you, we have to take care of our brain. What we're letting be and put in, deposited. I tell you. Because I tell you, some things can be deposited you may want to write down later. Amen, family? Pastor E, he did some awesome teachings a while back on the Mind series. That's something he has to bring back in because this organ, it can store a lot. And let us, we have to exercise it daily. I tell you, reading is great. I tell you, it stimulates, when we read, it stimulates our visual exercises. They call it, that's the occipital lobe. That's part of the parietal lobe. I'm not going to get to all the anatomy. But it turns, that's the part of the brain that turns the letters into words and words into thoughts. Oh, my God. The right left hemisphere, I tell you, those portions of the brain to interpret our touch, our vision, our hearing, and our speech. Hearing, family. Family, hearing is vital. This is why I always say God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth, a time that we should just be quiet. We can go through Ecclesiastes 3 and read that because it tells you about time. Amen, family. Hearing the word of God. God doesn't want us to be walking around like we're deaf. He wants us to hear his word. Amen, family. We are to share his word. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the people he has put in my life, sharing his word. Pray his word. Because we're his vessel. We're his vessels, family. I tell you, and when we pray his word, we praying that it doesn't fall on deaf ears. Hearing the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. A true saying that we hear what we want to hear. That is a true saying. We hear what we want to hear when it pertains to us, especially if it's on a positive note, but we can tune out hearing. We can tune out negativity when we want, but if it's something positive, we hear real well. Amen, family. I tell you, and when money's involved, I tell you, we hear more than what we can. We have serious attention. Amen, family. But we know we can't love God and money because God has told us, when you know the character of God, money is a vehicle that he provides to us. A vehicle to get us where he's taking us, not where we're going, to get us where God's taking us. Amen. I tell you, my God, we got to praise him. I tell you, Pastor E has been teaching before. He teaches on attention. Focus. He teaches on pretending attention and selective attention and focused attention. The same thing, that applies the same principles with hearing. You can pretend you hear. You can selectively hear what you want to. And you can focusly hear. You can be focused. Oh, I'm hearing all this. I don't want to miss nothing. I don't want to miss nothing the Lord is saying to me. Amen, family. James 1:22 tells us, but be doers of the word, not just hearers. Only deceiving yourselves. I'm saying ourselves at the end of this. Because if he says be doers, not just hear. We hear, we got to apply it. Some things we got to change. Some things, I know, I'm going to testify years ago, some things I don't do that I used to do. Only through the word of God, hearing the word of God. That's being hearers and not doers. Amen, family. I tell you, in Romans 10:14, it tells us that we shall hear. How can we hear without a preacher? Oh, my God. And it does not say the preacher in the pulpit. Oh, my God. You guys got to read that. How can we hear without a preacher? Well, they say in a preacher, that's your pastor. That's your apostle. That's your prophet, prophetess, evangelist, whoever's up there ministering the word. He has left us these so we can receive the word. In Revelation 2 and 7, he says, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Amen, amen. The church within us. Yeah, we got to get that word within us. You never know where we may be without that physical Bible or without even that Bible on your phone, on your tablet, your audio Bible. Amen. The word within us. In Ephesians 4:11-12, it tells us, He gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints. I tell you, for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ. My gosh. Now, I tell you, when I hear this scripture, that includes me and that includes you all of us. He says for the edifying the body of Christ, providing moral or intellectual instructions, edifying. This is why we are to be careful and wise. We have to make sure we're guarding our ear gates. It's an ear and eye gate. What you watch and what you hear can be deposited. Amen, family? I tell you, and we have control of what we let in. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, when we hear the word being shared, my God, we should be able to write some down. You know, I like this. I'm a note person. I like to take notes. I like to take notes for my own self. When we hear the word being shared, write it down. Write the scriptures down so you can go back and look up that word, what you heard. And you can make sure that word, the scriptures lined up with the word of God. Amen, family? There's nothing like seeing what you just heard, lining up in his word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You get a new revelation. I just heard that word, and then I went to it, and I read it again in the Bible, and God gave me a new revelation. It fills you with joy. We have had so much, I thank God, joy through this pandemic, because we know who we serve. Sometimes through this pandemic, I just look up, and I just listen. I just look up. I hear the birds when I'm at the computer. I'm hearing the birds. The birds happy, and so am I. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing steal your joy. That's what the enemy wants. He wants us to be walking around sad. Oh, no. He wants us to steal and destroy our spirit. We can't have that. Amen, family. I tell you, throughout the word of God, he spoke. He spoke to a lot. When you remember in Genesis with Adam and Eve, he asked them, did they eat out the tree that he had forbidden them to eat? God spoke. He was speaking to them then, and he's speaking to us now. The thing is, are we hearing him? We all want to hear from God. If you want to hear from God, you have to spend time with God. Spend time in his word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, hearing from God. Hearing his voice. When we hear his voice, sometimes, family, he may speak to us directly, and we may hear him, or he may use others that speaking and sharing a word. And that word, you say, oh, that word was for me. You heard something that pertained to you. You were focused on what that deliverer, that vessel was delivering, because it pertained to you. So you had focused hearing. That was God speaking through that person. I've heard different words, different ones ministering, sharing words, and I say, that's the Lord speaking to me. He's trying to get our attention. You'll hear when the Lord's trying to get your attention, you'll hear that voice. You'll hear him say, why are you doing this? Why? You know, and when you can answer your why, you'll be okay. Why? Sometimes you got to have a why. Why am I doing this? Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, sometimes we just got to be still, be quiet, be still, and listen. Listen to the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit won't lead you wrong. All you got to do is be patient. Oh, the Lord teaches. I thank him because he taught me patience. But you got to listen to the Spirit. Listen. We listen to everything else, but listen to the Holy Spirit. I tell you, he's keeping all of us calm. He's keeping us calm through this pandemic, through these weather catastrophes, through these protests, because we keep praising Jesus. We keep praising his name over circumstance. Amen, family? Hearing the word of God, I tell you, it grows our faith. Doing the word of God, it edifies. It edifies the body of Christ. Spiritual growth. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Building up one another. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hearing the word of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hearing comes from hearing the word of God. Our faith comes from hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. Family, at this time, this ends my session of What's the Word with Minister Terry, fourth Thursday. I'm going to turn it over to the mighty man of God, Pastor Edward Hamilton, Dr. Hamilton. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God for his faithfulness. Praise be to God for his word. Praise be to God to giving us ears to hear. Praise be to God to giving us a heart.
Amen.
Lord, creating us a clean heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, Pastor E. How are you, family?
Bless you, woman of God. I am blessed. I can't complain a bit. Wonderful word. Always encouraging and teaching and growing. I'm just impressed.
Yes.
Continually with what God is doing in your life. Come on, anybody out there want to give a shout out tonight? Go ahead and dial one.
Praise God.
The lines
Praise
are
God.
Open. Prophetess Lori, welcome to What's the Word on Women Speak Now with Minister Terry.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Good evening, Pastor E. Good evening, Minister Terry. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God, everyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God, my beautiful sister. Love
oh, my
you.
God. I love you, too.
Praise God.
Oh, my God. I was just driving in the car. I was still out with the kids and doing ministry this time of night.
You're
and
hearing.
I was listening in my car and just listening. It was like 10 minutes
oh.
after. Oh, my God.
Oh, glory be to God. I love you and thank you. All the way over to Connecticut. All the way to Connecticut.
Lord, all the way to Hartford, Connecticut. And Manchester.
That's right.
Hartford now. Manchester, Connecticut.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. And I thoroughly enjoyed the word. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. The word, the word, the word. Taking it
yes,
in, living it, doing
Listen.
It, walking in it, loving people,
yes,
doing exactly what the word says. And the main thing in that Bible is love. Everything
Amen.
Hinges on love.
Do
everything hinges on love. If we don't have love, we can just throw the whole Bible away. We ain't even got to
yes,
open
right.
it up.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Throw it away.
Praise God. I love
but
you,
everything
sister.
You said. Yes, you can't. The word it can't just sit on the shelf. We gotta open it up, read it. We gotta.
You gotta open it up. It won't work.
Yeah.
It'll work if you get into it.
It won't work if you
it
don't work it. We
that's
gotta
right.
Work
you gotta
word.
Work the word. That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
I'm
yes.
telling you, I'm learning His principles. The more you hear,
I'm
the more
you
receive. It's what's been deposited
yes.
into
yes.
you.
Yes.
That's what you get out. Amen.
But, and yes, and what you kept saying was, and you repeated over and over, and it was worth repeating.
Yes.
Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of
hearing.
God. How can we hear
the word of God?
You know, and
yeah,
then
people,
we hear it. We hear it, Yes, you give it. We hear it. Faith comes about. If faith ain't nothing,
then you apply.
Faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead. So we got to put it in.
Don't be just hearers, be doers. Amen.
Doers.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
A action word.
Action. Thank you. Love is action. You can't say you love if you ain't put none of that into action. Action. Action, action. And that's for anybody and everybody. Not just our own family members, but a total stranger.
Everybody.
Can we love a total stranger?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Love
can we love somebody
that's
we don't
right.
know? Can we love our enemies? Can we love those that hurt
yes.
us? Can we? That's the question. That's
love,
when true
love
is exemplified. Because Christ loved
yes.
us while we were what? Yet sinners.
Just sinners.
Even
yes,
in
sir.
Our mess.
Thank you.
So praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise
Will you
God
be made
God
whole
God
on Thursday night?
Oh,
Friday
yes,
night.
Yes, you hear her.
Friday, not Thursday.
It's it. Oh, yeah, but she's talking about you
bring
it
tonight.
You bring
it
tonight.
Silly.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Bless
love
you,
it.
Lovely
God.
It ain't just on
love
Friday
it.
Night. Will you be made whole every night?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Love
Come on, let's
you.
Bring in,
love
we
you,
got
sis.
Prophetess Lisa on the line. Prophetess Lisa, welcome to What's the Word with Minister Terry on Women Speak Now.
Praise God, Prophetess Lisa. Hallelujah.
Oh, maybe she dialed one on accident.
Okay.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
But anyway, look, it was what a great word, what a great word. We are at our time, and I just
yes,
want to bless
sir.
The Lord for you again, Minister Terry, and just celebrate you for what God is just doing and how you're allowing
Pastor
him to use you.
Yes, sir. Pastor, can I see if any of my sisters, Rhonda White, Latasha Traham, or Shannon Jones are on board, if they are, if they could press one?
I don't see either one of those numbers. See, I think I'm gonna tell you about them, and I know they can hear me. I think they
okay.
be slick. They be online listening.
Well, Pastor E, we're gonna tell them about those birthrights: courage, confidence,
exactly.
hope, faith, belief, and trusting in God as the source of everything. I always say, you know, the confidence that comes it comes from God because you know, Pastor E, it was a long time before I pushed one. And I was a listener, but I was hearing the word of God. So we are still building our faith when we continually hear
right.
his word. Amen. Glory be to God.
Right,
Hallelujah.
Right, right. Minister Rosalind, welcome to Will You Be Made Whole on Women Speak Now. Oh,
hello,
now
hello,
Pastor. I got y'all over the place.
I got the word
with
Minister
Terry.
What's the word with Minister Terry, my awesome sister that I love so dearly? Hey,
praise
sister,
God,
that was an
sis.
Awesome word. That was an awesome word as always. And
glory
you don't
be
never
to
share
God.
It with me. You don't never share it with me ahead of time. So, hey, the word that you give, it's always right on time when I hear it.
Yes.
So I just
Amen.
Want to stop by and just tell you that, hey, I am blessed that, you know, I was blessed to hear your word tonight, and it is definitely marinating in my heart and my spirit.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I'm so
Amen.
Thankful that we have the Now Network and we have all of the
yes,
people
Lord.
That are here to share their word with us, you know,
yes,
all
sir.
The evangelists, the prophets, everybody that's
yes.
On board that's sharing and
Amen.
Feeding into us, you know, pouring into us, and we're feeding it. And I tell you,
Amen.
We're just so blessed. You know, with everything going on, we can always, you know, reach out. And even if we can't physically,
right.
You know, hook up with each other like we love to do.
Spiritually
you know, we just
connected.
Have to thank God for his, yeah,
thank
his spiritual
God.
Connection. Like you said, social
yeah.
media, whatever it takes
yes.
to keep us all connected and keep us all, you know, feeling
yes.
The love of each other.
Feel,
so, sis, I'm just
feel
so honored and blessed. You know, at least
yes.
I have you right here. I can, you know, see you and talk to
Hallelujah.
You every day.
Hallelujah.
That's praise
right.
God Almighty. And you just
praise
keep on
God.
Bringing that word
praise
like
God
you bring this
faithfulness.
We sure need
God
it. We need
goodness.
To hear the word.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We praise him.
Hallelujah.
We praise him over
praise
everything.
God.
Hallelujah.
Over everything.
Amen.
In all
love
circumstances.
You,
love you. Love you
Amen.
All.
Love,
God bless.
Love you more. Right. God bless.
Love you more.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And love you too, Pastor E. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time on us. Women Speak Now for Thursday. Father God, I pray that the word tonight that you used me as a vessel didn't fall on deaf ears. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank Pastor E for allowing, for you allowing him, me, another opportunity to share a word. Father God, we thank all the listeners on board tonight. Father, we thank Prophetess Lori for her support. We thank Prophetess Minister Rosa for her support. And Father God, we thank you for all those that didn't press one. We thank you, Father, because we know we are all divinely connected by you, Father. You are the source of our everything. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I say thank you, Lord. Love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'll see you guys at Amen. I'll see you guys in the morning for Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. I'm excited for
when?
What God is going to do tomorrow.
When?
Huh?
When?
Tomorrow morning.
Now.
Tomorrow morning.
Now.
Now.
You're supposed to say now.
You get off my phone.
Now. Love you. Good night. See you
I
in the
love
morning.
You guys. I'll talk to you guys in the morning, and we're going to have a good time. Love you guys.
Amen. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Amen. You know what? You got me. I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get you back.
All right now.
Bye. Good night.